Now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfort Boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner after a pair of wins from this past week. And coach, couldn't really say that a whole lot last year about this Wildcats team, but this year you guys have already matched your overall win total and your league total as well. Three wins in the regular season, one in league play a year ago. Same thing for this year as well. So a great start here in your first year as the head coach. But kind of talking about your guys' game against Wabunsee first in the Wabunsee tournament. You guys go 2-1 in that tournament, and you guys win in overtime. And coach, just kind of an interesting one down the stretch. You guys had a chance to possibly win in regulation, couldn't quite connect. You turn the ball over and then the able to get a stop towards the end, but in overtime you guys get it done. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, the kids competed hard in that game. Wabunsee was a well-coached team, and they competed well and did some things that caused us some trouble there for a while. And I have to give the kids all the credit as far as at halftime. We kind of talked about defensively settling in and holding our composure and holding our ground. We call it guard your yard. And the kids, you know, came out there, and in the second half, I think we'd given up 26 points the first half, and then the rest of the third, fourth, and overtime gave up 16 total. So they really held their own on the defensive end. And one of the things that stuck out to me in that game is we had it down that we out-rebounded Wabunsee by 17. So when we control the glass like that, we can find enough offense to find a way to get things done, and that's all credit to the kids and their effort.
And Carter Olson finishing with 15 points, Wes Anderson with 13. And then you guys follow that up with another win at home against a solid Valley Heights team. They also had a first-year head coach in Drew Honus. But, coach, this was not the prettiest of all games, but you guys were able to pull away thanks to some heroics from Porter Colvin, Wes Anderson, and Carter Olson as well.
Yeah, you know, those three kind of put up some points for us, but it was a full-team effort for sure. We're going through stat, and I know Lane got quite a few deflections and stuff like that, and Fred made some timely shots and battled hard on the boards. It was impressive what he did and his physicality. So overall, I mean, all the kids are kind of buying into and understanding that it takes five out there playing as one, that will continue to build the offensive end, what I'm looking for and what they're capable of doing. But I do believe they're starting to understand the rebounding and control the ball and stuff like that that we're really trying to get across to them, and it's paying off for them. Hopefully they're having a little bit of fun with it and seeing a little bit of a success, but we definitely still have a long ways to go of what I believe we're capable of doing.
Kind of revisiting Porter Colvin's night, he had 13 points, led the team in scoring. He was our player of the game. Coach, how important was it that he had all of his baskets kind of spread throughout the entire game?
Yeah, that was, I mean, he hit, looking at the stats, looks like he had three threes, one in the first, one in the third, and one in the fourth, and just kind of stepping in. Ty Smith, unfortunately, was ill, so, you know, Porter stepped into that role and really held his own and did some good things for our team.
And then Wes Anderson with that monster third quarter as well. He didn't have any points in the first half, and he didn't have any field goals in the fourth quarter, but how nice was it to finally get a little bit of that taste of what he could do in that third quarter?
Yeah, that's big. We know that Wes is our best option offensively. He shoots the ball well and attacks the rim well, and we need to continue to play through him as well as utilizing some other guys in other situations. But we know Wes is the catalyst of what we're trying to do. But like I said before, we're playing five as one. We want all guys competing at both ends of the floor and know that at any time their number could be called. You know, we got some inside looks that kind of opened some things up, and then we got some spacing and some drive. So we're coming along with some things that I think will benefit us later on in the year.
So now you guys have Blue Valley Randolph coming up on the 18th, arguably your toughest test to date. They're coming off a loss against Hanover, so you know that you're going to get their best. What are some things that you know about this Rams team?
I just know they can score the ball well, so I haven't had a chance really to break down film, but through the years previous, they know how to put the ball in the hole, and that's a key to basketball is if you can score points, you can always keep pressure on people, and, you know, I know that's what they're going to try to do with us is get the ball in the hole and play good defense and try to run away with it.
Should be an interesting matchup on the road coming up next Monday. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and a Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you as well, and Merry Christmas.
That was Frankfort Boys Head Basketball Coach Adam Schreiner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.